Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip.
Spring is right around the corner, and the wildflowers will be in bloom here in the Texas Hill Country in no time. Join us March 24th through April 18th for the Wine and Wildflower Journey Passport. Ticket holders will receive complimentary tastings at over 45 wineries, exclusive discounts on bottle purchases, and the chance to experience the most beautiful time of year in the Hill Country on this self-guided tour. A portion of the proceeds will go to the Texas Hill Country Association Scholarship Fund, helping students pursue careers in the Texas wine industry. Nothing like supporting a great cause while sipping award-winning wines. Tickets are on sale now at texashillcountrywineries.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I am your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning into this week's episode. And if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast here in the Texas wine scene, supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around the great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy this content. And if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook. There, you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. It is so good to be back here in the Texas Wine Scene studios. I've been out for a little while due to the allergy bug hitting me these past couple weeks. I finally turned the corner and we are back in business, back on the airwaves and bringing you more content from the Texas Wine Scene. It feels so good to breathe deep and breathe good, clean air here recently. It took me a little bit of time to come around. I got knocked down a little bit by the bug. But I was able to recover. I had a lot of good interviews set up for you guys to bring you some very good, very interesting content, very informative content from a couple people. But we will get back on those interviews here in the very near future. I really appreciate our colleagues there who were going to participate in those interviews, being very understanding and being willing to reschedule those events because I could not breathe. I could not talk. I mean, I was down for the count, but they were gracious enough to understand the illness. And we are going to get those rescheduled. You guys are going to be very excited about what we have coming down the pipeline with some of those interviews. So thank you for those guys. You guys know who you are out there. I really appreciate you guys rescheduling those interviews. And I really appreciate your support of the Texas Wine Scene podcast. So let's get into the Texas Wine Scene news. In a recent article in My San Antonio by Peter Scamardo entitled 22-acre development, The Muse Brings Luxury Lifestyle to Fredericksburg. He mentions how another developer has unveiled plans for a boutique project to bring luxury amenities to the area. The Muse is a 22-acre mixed-use development in the works from the Houston-based developers DC Partners, named after Fredericksburg's founder, John O. Musenbach, and aims to mix the town's local heritage with world-class hospitality. Akko Azuki, chief operating officer of DC Partners, said in a news release, "Our ultimate goal is to create a development that seamlessly blends into the fabric of the community, becoming a natural extension of Fredericksburg Main Street." He goes on to say, "We have worked alongside the city and community members to ensure the Muse will honor the city's cultural legacy while becoming a sought-after destination, offering new retail and dining experiences with luxury accommodations for visitors and locals alike. The Muse will offer a luxury boutique hotel, full-service restaurants, resort-style outdoor pool deck, event space, pre-function meeting space, and a 73,000-square-foot shopping district with destination retail, restaurants, and tasting rooms. The construction is expected to be completed by 2027. Fredericksburg is continuing to become a hotspot for luxury accommodations. As mentioned in previous episodes here on the Texas Wine Scene, the Sycamore, a 117-acre project planned for Luckenbach, Texas, along Highway 290 Wine Trail, was announced in 2023 with plans to bring top-notch retailers and a Salt Lick barbecue joint, as well as the luxury Albert Hotel, which opened in January of 2025. The fourth annual wine auction at the Arch Ray Resort in Fredericksburg, Texas is coming up soon. In a recent press release, the Texas Wine Auction is expanding to a two-night event on Saturday and Sunday, April 25th and 26th, which they say promises to be the most impactful yet. In partnership with presenting sponsor Create Healthy, this year's event will raise funds to provide two dedicated mental health counselors in the Fredericksburg School District. The event will kick off on Friday night, April 25th, when an exclusive evening at the Albert Hotel mentioned earlier, with live music performances and stories with the Texas music scene, and continues on to Saturday, April 26th at Arch Ray Resort, where the main auction will take place, bringing together top-notch wineries, collectors, and philanthropists for an evening of fine wine, exceptional experiences, and high-energy bidding. Valerie Elkin, co-founder of the Texas Wine Auction Foundation, said, "The Texas Wine Auction is more than just a high-profile fundraising event. It's a movement, a celebration of Texas wine, and a testament to the power of giving back. Over 30 participating wineries are coming together to raise funds for mental health support in Fredericksburg community, including wineries like William Chris Vineyards, Perinella Cellars, Calais Winery, Elisa Chris Wines, and Wine for the People, just to name a few." The Texas Wine Auction Foundation is a nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting the Texas wine industry and funding critical health and wellness initiatives. Since its founding in 2021, the foundation has raised significant funds to provide mental health services, promote sustainability in the viticulture, and support industry professionals. Through partnerships with key organizations, the Texas Wine Auction is making a lasting impact, one bottle at a time. Tickets and sponsorship opportunities for the 2025 Texas Wine Auction weekend are now available at texaswineauction.com. And the big story coming out of the Texas Hill Country near the wine tourism area of Fredericksburg, Texas, was the wildfires that burned almost 10,000 acres, and at the time of this episode, is about 85% contained. According to KINS 5, a local news outlet in San Antonio, Texas, the massive wildfire started on Saturday, March 15th. It quickly spread through the area due to the high winds, which caused a perfect scenario for the fires to engulf the land, leaving behind scenes of blackened ground, ash-covered trees, and the smell of smoke in the air. The article by Jeremy Baker of KINS 5 read that the Texas A&M Forest Service and the Texas Division of Emergency Management have reported 9 total residences destroyed, 2 residences damaged, with over 20 outbuildings damaged or destroyed. Thankfully, no deaths have been reported due to the wildfires. Many social media platforms lit up with photos and well wishes to winery and vineyard owners in the area. To my knowledge, there haven't been any reports of wineries or vineyards that have been damaged from the fires. We wish the people of Gillespie County and the Fredericksburg area a speedy and safe return back to daily operations in the Texas Hill Country. And that's your Texas Wine Scene News. Before we get into the wine events for the weekend, let's check the weather. And the weather will be absolutely gorgeous this weekend, so this may be the perfect time to gather up your friends and family and head on out to whichever wine country across the state and enjoy a nice weekend of wine tasting. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 83 degrees with low temperatures of 41 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 82 degrees with low temperatures of 51 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 77 degrees with low temperatures of 47 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have a beautiful high temperature of 86 degrees with low temperatures of 53 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 83 degrees with low temperatures of 58 degrees. Join the Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas for their Wags and Wine event on March 23rd from 1 to 4 p.m. Enjoy free admission, live music, and the chance to meet adorable adoptable dogs from the Hill Country SPCA, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Sip and savor Texas wine from Brennan Vineyards, Lost Oak Winery, and McPherson Cellars on the patio, specially set up to accommodate you and your pup. Cork and Fork Food Truck will be on site to serve up delicious food while you listen to live music from the talented Caitlin King. Whether you're looking for a new furry little friend or just a relaxing day in the Hill Country, this event has something for everyone. For more information about this event, visit their website at texaswinecollective.com. Head on now to Rosenberg, Texas for their 4th annual Wine and Beer Walk on Saturday, March 22nd from 12 to 5 p.m. The Wine and Beer Walk in historic downtown Rosenberg will kick off with a 1K keg run followed by a sampling of a variety of wines and beers. Stroll through the town of Rosenberg and visit local artists and vendor booths, shop local merchants, and enjoy tasty bites while listening to live music by the Emotions Band. Your ticket purchase includes 10 tasting tickets of wine or beer, a commemorative cup, and a swag bag. For more information and ticket purchases for this event, visit 4th Annual Downtown Wine and Beer Walk at Eventbrite.com. Wild Seed Farms in Fredericksburg, Texas is having their Bud Break Festival event on Saturday, March 22nd from 9:30 to 5 p.m. Enjoy a guided walk through the vineyard as you celebrate the arrival of spring. Sip wines from their very own estate vines and relax to the sounds and bands performing throughout the scenic vineyard trails. For more information on this event, visit their website at wildseedfarms.com. Head on over to Salina, Texas for the Texas Tastemakers Festival presented by HEB on Saturday, March 22nd from 12 to 6 p.m. Come out and experience the Texas Tastemakers Festival jam-packed with mouth-watering Texas flavor. This exciting event will feature delicious cuisine, fine wine, craft beer and spirits, live music, all in the heart of downtown Salina. Indulge in mouthwatering dishes from the H-E-B's culinary team and 15 of the best local restaurants, each showcasing their unique take on a Texas dish. Visit local breweries, wineries, and cocktail tents to enjoy delicious and unique beverage libations. This event is a culinary experience with a Texas flair. Your ticket purchase includes 20 drink tickets to sample beverages from all partners, including craft beer, cocktails, and wine. You'll also receive a commemorative event glass with the event logo. For more information and ticket purchases, visit Texas Tastemakers Festival at eventbrite.com. Here's a fun event for all the Texas wine drinking runners out there. Lace up those running shoes and head on out to Four Hour Ranch in Munster, Texas for their Ramble in the Brambles event on Saturday, March 22nd from 6:30 to 5 p.m. The Rambles in the Brambles event is a scenic trail run held on the Four Hour Ranch Vineyard and Winery property in the foothills of North Texas. Featuring a beautiful scenery and challenging rocky and dirty single-track trails with over 2,400 feet of elevation, which spans the distance of 29 miles. The race follows a 9.5-mile loop course and a special route for the 5K, which begins and ends at the 4R Wine Bar. This wine event brings a memorable atmosphere, beautiful views, and fun on the trails. For more information about this event, visit their website at 4RWines.com. The Red River Wine and Beer Festival is happening this weekend at the AG Center in Wichita Falls, Texas, on Saturday, March 22nd from 6 to 10 p.m. This annual celebration is the largest wine and beer tasting event in the Wichita Falls area and provides guests an opportunity to sample a variety of Texas wines, beers, and spirits all in one convenient location. The Red River Wine and Beer Festival is an event hosted by the Senior Junior Forum, which is a nonprofit organization that strives to maintain a fun and exciting event while raising funds for local charities within their community. For more information about this event, visit their website at redriverwineandbeerfestival.com. Step outside the tasting room and off the patio at West Sandy Creek Winery in Richards, Texas, for their Wine Walk event on Saturday, March 22nd from 11:30 to 2:30 p.m. Enjoy a nice leisurely walk through a course set out through the beautiful ranch and vineyards with the opportunity to sample wine along the way. You can walk the course independently or sign up for a guided tour with a member of the West Sandy Creek staff. Your ticket purchase includes wine samplings and a souvenir wine tumbler. For more information about this event, visit their website at wscwinery.com. Head on out to Vinovium Winery in Johnson City, Texas on Saturday, March 22nd, as they say goodbye to the Edmonds location and hello to the new Avenue G location for Vinovium Winery. Join Daniel Collada and friends this weekend for a very special farewell and fundraising event as they say goodbye to 8 wonderful years at the original location of Vinovium in style. They'll have a Texas wine bar, live music by Ben Beckendorf, paella by Chef Lisa Mays, and a live auction emceed by the very entertaining auctioneer, Jacob James Garcia. So come on out and raise a glass to celebrate the memories and toast to a new and exciting chapter for Vinovium Winery. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next. Fiesta Winery in La Meta, Texas gets the music lineup started for the weekend with Bobby Starr on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 1 to 5 p.m. Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls will have Roberto Jericho on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 2 to 6 p.m., followed by Tommy Breton on stage Sunday, March 23rd from 1 to 5 p.m. The Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas, will let the Hill Crunchy Rhythm and Blues rock the house on Friday, March 21st from 2 to 6 p.m. Clayton Chapin will take the stage on Saturday, March 22nd from 1 to 7 p.m., followed by the 1980 Spasmatic Concert later that evening at 7 p.m. Barn Hill Vineyards in Anna, Texas will have The Last Shaker of Salt on stage, covering Jimmy Buffett on Friday, March 21st at 7:30 p.m. Featherstone Ranch Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas will have J.J. Villarreal on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Deep Roots Vineyards in Plantersville, Texas will let Too Much to Say assume the musical duties on Friday, March 21st from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., followed by Unwound on Saturday, March 22nd from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. as well. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville will have The Renegades on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m., followed by Bad Moon Rising on Sunday, March 23rd from 3 to 5 p.m. Arrowhead Creek Winery in Stonewall, Texas will have Don Faulkner on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m. West Sandy Creek Vineyard in Richards, Texas will have Kaylee Matthews on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Greg Day on stage Sunday, March 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. Augusta Venn Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will let Hunter Billingsley jam out on Friday, March 21st from 12 to 3 p.m., followed by Matt Kirk on stage Sunday, March 23rd from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Moody Family Wines in Bullard, Texas will have Shane Andrews on stage Friday, March 21st from 6 to 8:30 p.m., followed by Alyssa Campbell on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 6 to 8:30 p.m. as well. Sloan and Williams Winery in Grapevine, Texas will have Brent Roselle on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Blue Ostrich Winery and Vineyard in St. Joe, Texas will have Bill Grease on stage Friday, March 21st from 6 to 7:30 p.m., followed by Freddie Bosas on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Lost Oak Winery in Burleson, Texas will have Texas High Road on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m. Barron's Creek Vineyard in Fredericksburg will have Duo Vino on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 12 to 3 p.m., followed by Brian Bertrand at the McKinney location on Saturday, March 22nd from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Jason Van Meter will take the stage at the Georgetown location on Sunday, March 23rd from 1 to 4 p.m. Whistling Duck Winery in Weimar, Texas will let the Boogie Allen Band provide the groovy sounds on Saturday, March 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m. Busted Oak Cellars in Carmine, Texas will have the Bill Picard Trio on stage Friday, March 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. Hamilton Pool Vineyards in Round Mountain, Texas will have Whiskey and Wine on stage Sunday, March 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. Michael Ross Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Phil Luna on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m. Arch Ray Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Homer Wisenet on stage Friday, March 21st from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by Jeff Wood on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. And Bell Springs Winery in Dripping Springs will close out the music lineup for the weekend with Frank LaRossi on stage Saturday, March 22nd from 3 to 6 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Stay tuned for Did You Know? After the recent wildfires in the Fredericksburg area of the Texas Hill Country, one of the most highly visited wine tourism regions in the country, I began wondering what the actual effects of the raw land and soil would be if it had been previously purchased with the intent of developing a vineyard. In a previous episode here on the Texas Wine Scene podcast, we talked about smoke taint in wine caused by the wildfires. As discussed, smoke from the wildfires concentrates on the bloom of the grape skins and then is transferred from the vineyard and is incorporated into the vinification of the wine, which produces the burnt, smoky, and ashy aromas in the final wine. But if there aren't any grapevines on the property, what effect, if any, does smoke in the soil have on the resultant wine in the future? What is required to regenerate or revive the soil in preparation to plant the vineyard, and what is the potential time frame to complete this process? Okay, here's a scenario. 5 years ago, you purchased 10 acres of land to establish a vineyard, and now you're ready to get the vineyard planted. Rootstocks have been chosen, varietal budwood have been ordered and ready for grafting, and trellises and irrigation materials are ready for construction. And boom, just like that, you have a wildfire that roars across your vineyard land. What do you do? Where do you start? Vineyard land requires particular conditions in the soil in order to produce a successful and high-quality crop. In terms of essential nutrients, vineyards require nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. They also require soils with slightly acidic to neutral pH levels between about 6 and 7 pH and good drainage. After a wildfire on vineyard land, the topsoil is stripped of the nutrients mentioned earlier, as well as beneficial microbes and organic matter, essentially sterilizing the soil. Soil pH increases above the optimal level of the 6 to 7 range due to the ash from the fire as it dissolves and mixes with the soil. As vegetation and soil layers are burned, they can create hydrophobic or water-repellent soil conditions, which reduce water infiltration and retention in the soil. If the water-repellent conditions in the soil reduces the ability of the soil to absorb moisture, then the soil erosion potential increases. Recovering from a wildfire and reestablishing permanent vegetation and soil health is not an easy task, but is an important one for long-term erosion control and habitat restoration. Grapevines and soil are resilient and can thrive in harsh conditions. But in order to speed up the road to recovery, which can sometimes take a few years, human intervention is sometimes necessary. Repairing soil damage and minimizing soil erosion after a wildfire require strategies such as installing barriers and building terraces. Enriching the soil with neutral elements like compost and adding mulch or hay within the barrier help to contain water and nutrients in the area, further promoting organic growth and sustainability. Hopefully, we won't have to experience very many more of these wildfires on our personal property or commercial vineyards, so we can enjoy this beautiful land in all its glory over a glass of wine. I would like to give a big shout out to all the first responders and volunteers in the area who worked very hard to contain the fire and assured everyone was safe and healthy. Well, that would do it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. Cheers. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. On the site, you can find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas Wine Trails, 100% Texas Wineries, and Winemaker Profiles. And if you are a business who wants to advertise on the website and app, or looking to upgrade your listing, then use promo code TEXASWINESCENE and receive 10% off your first payment. This way, your business or winery will be listed amongst the very best that Texas has to offer. So visit their website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. And you know it. You know what I'm going to ask. Please, do me a huge favor. Leave me a rating and a review. Let us know how we're doing. And share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. Cheers.